Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A look at the tech world. Mike Tobusky joining us, tech reporter, with a look at everything that's going on. And Mike, always something to talk about. This time, OpenAI and NVIDIA, two of the biggest companies in the tech world, announcing a partnership for most of us who have no idea how we interact with either of these huge companies. What does it mean?
Yeah, so this is a strategic partnership between, as you said, NVIDIA and OpenAI. NVIDIA, of course, is the very profitable maker of computer chips. They make a lot of the GPUs that underpin artificial intelligence technology, and that is the business that OpenAI is in. They are the makers of ChatGPT. As you said, two of the most prominent figures in Silicon Valley right now. This partnership between these two companies is aimed at data centers, and data centers are not something that you or I would necessarily run into, but they are really important in the context of the rise of artificial intelligence. What a data center is essentially just a big building full of computer hardware, full of really powerful computers, in fact. And the idea is that companies like OpenAI can use these data centers to run their really computer-intensive programs, such as the ones that underpin generative AI tools like ChatGPT. OpenAI says that this investment from NVIDIA will total up to $100 billion, and it will be used to power the next generation of their AI on the way to creating what they call super intelligence, which is kind of a loosely defined term, but in the industry is generally used to describe AI that goes beyond the capabilities of the human brain. The data centers in question here are set to consume 10 gigawatts worth of power. That is about the amount of energy that New York City consumes. So it's a hugely energy-intensive process, and it is a hugely costly deal that they are striking. Even still, they say that the first of these data centers are going to come online in the second half of next year.
You know, OpenAI seems to be really stretching itself. I mean, I know recently they had an infrastructure deal with Oracle.
Yep.
As the company, you know, how, I guess, profitable is this company right now?
Not at all. They do not make money. They have seen increasing revenues from the sort of drips and drabs of data that we've been able to scrape up from them in recent years, making about $5.5 billion in 2024. As of June of this year, it seems like they have made about $10 billion, maybe $12 billion. But again, these are data points that are, you know, we would want a little bit more context if, for example, this was a public company. The deal that they struck with Oracle is even bigger than the one that they struck with NVIDIA. They convinced Oracle to commit about $300 billion over the next 5 years to help supply them with cloud computing infrastructure. They have a $10 billion deal with Broadcom to develop AI chips, and they've received more than $14 billion from Microsoft amid their partnership over the last few years, although that partnership does appear to be unwinding at the moment. The point is, guys, here, OpenAI is raking up some pretty big bills, and they don't make money, right? right? Like, they are burning through billions upon billions of dollars training these models, you know, making sure that they are, you know, more accurate and more reliable, and they still haven't really even done that. And that means that, you know, while more people are using these tools, you know, the progress question here is questionable, and they are spending a lot of money in the intermediary. Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, says that they expect to break even starting in 2029. That's 4 years from now, and the bills are going to come due before then.
Well, Mike, something that you actually do see a result from, Apple, their latest iPhones, you were able to hold one in your hand. Is it all that different from what we're used to?
Yes, I would say. The new iPhone Air specifically is kind of the headliner here. This is the one that got all the attention during the event and in the weeks up to the iPhones going on sale, which happened this past weekend. I will say holding the iPhone Air is a different experience. You kind of get what Apple is going for here. Slips really easily in and out of your pocket, but it's ultimately like a style thing, right? It's if you want the nice one, if you want the one that feels good and kind of will get some attention, this is the one to go for. It is about 5.6 millimeters thick, so it's about three, you know, nickels stacked on top of each other. And I was talking to an Apple representative this weekend who said that the way they were able to do this was basically by shoving all the hardware up under the camera, right? So where the camera is now kind of runs across the entire top of the phone. That's where your modems and your antennas and everything go. The rest of the phone is dedicated to the battery. Even still, it seems like people who are in early testing of these devices found that the battery life, it's not great, maybe falling slightly short of what Apple had been predicting. It's more than enough to get you through the day, but even still, it's not going to be the battery leader. That is going to be the iPhone 17 Pro, which I also got a chance to look at. Guys, I know how you all love taking selfies, so we tried out the new selfie camera, which is also a big update this year for the iPhone range. It has a square sensor, and effectively what that means is that it can reframe shots based on what you're pointing your camera at. So if you're pointing it at yourself, it will be a portrait photo. If you point it at more than one person, it will be, you know, a landscape photo. It'll automatically reframe. It's really interesting. Apple says that people take about 10 billion selfies a year, so this is a lucrative market for them, and one that you can imagine will resonate big with content creators. All of this does add up to a pretty successful weekend for Apple, it seems. Wedbush Security says that the iPhone 17 is tracking 10 to 15% ahead of the iPhone 16 in terms of sales from last year, and the Apple Store that I was at on Friday during launch day did have a line around the block. So people do still do that for new iPhones.
Wow. And the price, is it around $1,000?
It depends on which one we're talking about. The base iPhone 17, which it's kind of the deal, honestly, because it gets all the updates of the other phones, but maintains its $800 price. Not cheap by any stretch of the imagination, but not different from what we've seen from Apple in the past. The iPhone Air starts at $1,000. That's kind of, again, now the mid-range one. The old, larger base iPhone, if that makes sense, the iPhone Plus model, was $900. So a little bit of price maneuvering there. And then the Pro-level phones start at $1,100 and go up from there.
All right, pricey, pricey. Hey, Mike, thank you. Mike Dubusky, tech reporter, joining us with the latest in the tech world.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores.
fast, friendly, clean.